Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is the first time I've ever, like, DM'd a girl. And it was crazy, bro. I felt like a little kid. I sent her a message, and then I just dropped my phone, like, ah!
Got thumbs up. Wait, can we have JJ lead us into the episode? Can he do the intro?
I feel like it's not up to us.
Can I swear?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey yo, what's up? And welcome to
Yeah.
Impulsive.
Yeah.
Let's go, dude.
Let's go. Welcome back to Impulsive, the number one podcast in the world. Thank you guys for listening, watching, viewing, and subscribing. If you are not listening, watching, viewing, and subscribing, do all of those right now. Ladies and gentlemen, we have KSI back on the podcast. Welcome, JJ, to Los Angeles and America.
Hey, yo, it's been two years since I've come from a...
I haven't not in two years.
Yeah, 2 years since I've come, bro. It's nuts.
Yeah, because the whole
my load as soon as I landed.
I did that too. Can I get turned up in the headphones a little more?
I'd like to hear
about JJ nodding a little louder. Thank you. Thank you.
It's an ASMR nut. Sorry.
What a shitty start.
No, this is actually great.
Dude, it's good to have you.
It's great to be here, man.
Again.
Wow, I made it.
With Mike this time.
Yes. I know how much he wanted to be.
I missed you on the first one, man.
George stole the show.
It was good, though.
We made your music video, bro. That was cool.
Yeah.
I looked good as a cartoon.
Dude, that's our most viewed podcast, the last one that you were on.
Oh, it's most viewed now.
And honestly, probably the best we've had, too. The content.
Yeah.
Dude, I wouldn't have changed one thing about it. Mm-mm.
It was like it had everything, like, humor, you know, seriousness, and then it was just like wholesome as well.
So no pressure on this one.
Yeah, chilling.
No. But now we're chilling. You guys got the tough stuff out of the way. You got your like your moment to, you know, rekindle and become friends, and now we get to have fun.
Yeah,
on this one,
I get to party and just
dig deep into the brain of KSI and figure out what all those cryptic tweets are about.
Oh, Jesus.
What are you doing?
Oh,
what
bro,
is going
bro,
on?
Just start like that,
bro. I'm single in it, so I'm just going through. Oh, Frank.
No, but I know you were traveling yesterday. I know you were on the plane.
Yeah, bro.
And I'm looking at your tweets.
Bro, it's whenever I'm alone. I'm alone and I'm listening to certain music, I just get my feels and I'm like, fuck, I miss her, man.
I should text her.
Yeah. Oh,
using the plane's Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
But you tweeted this.
Oh,
what
God.
What is true love? Did someone give you the answer? Because if they did, let me know.
I go... random ass answers. People are just like, oh, just sell everything you have and give it to me. I was like, what? How is that true?
One-sided deal.
Yeah. I don't understand. Then the next one, how can I love someone when I don't love myself?
That's the one I want to dive into.
Yeah. No, it's true. It's actually true. Like with that one, that was something I was just thinking about. Like it's, if you don't ever like feel good in yourself, how can you ever feel good to be with someone else, essentially. Mm.
The reason why I'm interested in that is I can relate to that a lot. Mm. A ton, dude. Like, I've had that feeling a lot myself. Is that something that you've dealt with yourself your whole life?
Yeah, no, I think it's just something it's weird to say, but I am still dealing with, you know, just to be at a point where I'm, like, 100% happy with, like, how I am and how I've, you know, like, who I've become. Because especially, you know, these past few years, it's been fast, man. Everything's, you know, been happening with the boxing, with the music, even with YouTube Sidemen. Like, bro, like the amount we're making is just stupid. Mm. Like, and I just didn't ever think we'd ever be at a point where we'd be making that much and, you know, we'd be together, you know, killing it. So I think it's just been a lot for me to try and figure out who I, you know, who I am, what I am. And I think I had a little bit of an identity crisis as well.
Existential crisis. Like,
it's when I don't believe I should be in the position I'm in. Personality disorder or something like that.
Or like, is it like disassociating or something like that? I don't.
What was that?
Imposter syndrome.
There it is.
Thanks, Dylan, the producer.
If you don't mind me asking, what do you mean? Like, you don't feel like you deserve what you have?
Well, it's kind of just like, I just don't. I don't understand how I've gotten the position I'm in, if that makes sense.
I saw something on Instagram yesterday that helped me a lot with that, because I'm the type of dude that would work on something so much and still think I'm lazy and I'm not good enough to be in that position.
Yeah.
And it was a football coach talking to his kids, and it fucked me up. He said, the hardest worker in the room still thinks he's the laziest.
Mm. Yeah.
And he goes, and the laziest person in the room thinks he's the hardest worker.
Yeah.
And that really made me feel good about myself, because I was like, damn, maybe I should stop putting so much pressure on my
head. Yeah. And I feel like that's what I've been doing these past, like literally the last few months. I've really just tried to home it in and just take my time and just really appreciate everything that I've done and everything that I've got. You know, I even like recently got a therapist, because I was like, I just need one. I need to be able to, you know, talk to someone about my thoughts and my feelings and how I, and what the fuck's going on with my life. Because it's just, sometimes it can get a bit too much to the point where I didn't want to lose myself and just, you know, well, yeah, essentially get lost in the sauce and just start going crazy or doing a madness and doing things I regret. So
that's really healthy, man.
Yeah,
I'm happy to hear that. It's so fun. It's so funny. We literally live parallel lives. I just got a therapist.
Well, fuck off.
Today, really?
I swear to God.
Oh, no, really? Yeah.
Swear to God.
Oh my God.
So bro, I don't know if you'd call it whining, but I whine all the time to them about like why me in this life? Why me here in this studio? Like, what did I do to deserve this? And I don't understand it, and that sends me in a bit of a tizzy, because, and you were outlining this last night, that in your 30s, evidently this sort of identity crisis and the
worsens.
And the why.
Yeah, because you think you have it figured out. Everybody in their 20s is like, oh, I got this shit all figured out. I got it now. You know, especially when you do have success and that kind of thing. But then as you, I think at some point you have this realization that like, yo, holy shit, did I spend so much time creating this career, this persona, this online personality that I didn't focus on any of my own personal growth?
Yeah.
Is that something that you've
That's exactly it. I've just been focused on just my career the whole time. And I really neglected, like, you know, I guess family and even my relationship. I think that's one of the reasons why it kind of just fell apart, because I just didn't give it time. I didn't nurture it. I kind of just was so focused on my career. And, you know, don't get me wrong, I'm doing well with my career, but like, you kind of need that life work balance, and I feel like I just didn't have that. It was all just work.
You live in the future.
Yeah,
that can be terrible for the soul.
Wait, what?
You live in the future. So like, I tell this to my friends that live in the future. So like, people that are always planning and they're always working, and like, you have a good relationship, but instead of sitting here and like enjoying it, you're like,
yes,
I got to work really hard so my family doesn't have to struggle. I can set myself up. But I always tell people the present is a present from God. So enjoy it. You have to be in the moment.
I like when you do cool things like that with words.
Thanks.
The present is a present from God.
Yeah.
Do you overthink?
Yes and no. Sometimes I do, and sometimes I don't, which is exactly what I just said.
I overthought the answer.
Yeah.
So, yes, he does.
Yeah. I think it's just one of the things where sometimes it could just be as simple as, oh, okay, this music video, what do I want to do with it? And I try to overthink it, when it can just be so simple as, oh, we can just be in a field, and it can literally just be me and the camera, and that just the connection between that, essentially, rather than me just trying to overthink and then essentially not get anything done because of it, or just slow down everything and just not get where I want to get to because of it.
So I'm often plagued by the thoughts in my head, always just like crossing paths and going which direction. They're fucking fireworks. And I find that when those thoughts, especially, and maybe now it's amplified a little more because of this whole weed withdrawal thing I'm going through, and like, I'm just thinking about everything. When my thoughts are focused on work and my career and my business and the things I'm passionate about, my overthinking actually isn't bad, right? Because it translates directly into a product.
Yeah, you get to see it.
Exactly.
Like, oh, you think and it happens and exactly. Look, you go, yeah.
But when it comes to like interpersonal relationships.
Oh, bro, and girls, bro. Oh, bro, it's the worst, man. Like, it's nothing worse than you, like, you know, being in a relationship and then all of a sudden you just overthink something that she said. And you just know it's not that deep. Mm. But then you're thinking like, wait, why did she say she loves me without exes? Like, what's going on? Like, I don't get it. Like,
what a bitch.
Where's my two exes? Like, we always have two exes. Why is she just says,
and
I love
that's
you?
That's a British thing, right?
Yeah.
I see it sometimes. Like, this girl's British. I didn't know. Did you, I sometimes feel like overthinking is the curse of a gifted and creative mind. And I really do believe that. I believe that people that have a creative outlook and live in the world that you guys and that we all do are prone to overthinking from time to time. Would you trade it for a blissful ignorance? Would you trade it to be happy sitting on a recliner after 9 to 5 and being at complete peace with yourself and maybe a loved one and being able to focus your energy on that?
I think I would, you know. I think I would. I think there's something nice about just being at peace. Like, you know, I was talking to my mate Calix about this. It's crazy with, like, I don't want to say normal people, but like with people who, for example, just don't have like a crazy lifestyle, don't have like YouTube, all this other stuff. They just have a normal 9 to 5. And then just something as simple as walking the dog can just give them so much joy. Whereas, like,
traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
For me, it's like that is just like a mundane task. So I don't know. It's just like I lose the... I feel like at some point I'm struggling to find joy in things, which is weird. Like, I think because of the career that we've been in, it's just always just the next level, next level, next level, next level. And we never get to appreciate the little levels. So then something as simple as, I know, going on holiday, we don't really appreciate.
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today. Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit energycitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
You know what it's like to go on holiday and just enjoy ourselves and just rest because you're just still thinking like, shit, I really should be doing something. Or, like, I feel like I've spent enough time outside now. Maybe I should do something else. But it's never like, oh, you can't just enjoy the moment. And I think that's just the career we're in. Mm. I think that's just how it is. And I think that's one of the reasons why I was like, I need to see a therapist because this is not okay. This is not okay with me just not enjoying things anymore.
You're coasting.
Yeah, I felt like I'm just in this zone.
It's funny. You're gonna have to train yourself to learn how to relax again.
Yeah.
To learn how to slow down.
Yeah.
And ironically, I thought, and this is just from an outsider's perspective, I thought you had always been good at that, especially because you had a girlfriend. And oftentimes a girlfriend will slow you down, kind of pull you back into reality.
Yeah. So she did. She helped me a lot with that. But then it got to a point where it was just, it was impossible for her to take me out of the Matrix because I was always on. Like, you know, we'd be chilling, watching like a movie or something, and I was always just looking at my phone like all the time. And she would just get so frustrated. She'd be like, why can't you just turn off? And I'm like, I can't, because you never know. Like, there's always something I might need to, you know, sort out or, you know, deal with, et cetera. So it's one of those things where it's, you know, these past few months, I've really, like, especially with the therapist, man, I can't say enough how amazing a therapist is, because it's mental health, man. And I feel like it's as important as physical health. And with physical health, you always have to keep it up. Same with mental health. It's not something where you complete and then you're good. Like, you always need to look. But yeah, I feel like with a therapist, it's helped me really identify what I need to do in my life. So I'm like, okay, cool. I need to learn to say no to things. I need to learn to disappoint people and upset people, because I need to think about myself, because I am the most important person to me. If I don't care about myself, then what the fuck? Like, how am I going to really care about anything else with anything I do? So that's kind of just like the space I'm in, and, you know, just trying to learn and appreciate the small things and just, I guess, find fun in things again. Mm. Yeah.
The power of no.
Oh, bro, it's crazy, bro. I think most of my life has been me saying yes to so many things. But I think that's kind of like a childhood thing, because when I was younger, the idea of saying no to my parents, fucking hell, bro. Like, wooden spoon, all the fucking...
Yeah, there we go. We just talked about this.
Yeah. All the things coming out and you're getting beat. It's like, hey, yo, you washing the plates? Yes, mom. Yes. Are you you cleaning your room? Yes, mom. I'm doing everything. Yes. So I think that's just been ingrained into me. So now in, you know, normal day-to-day life, I always just say yes to things. And I don't realize that it's slowly taking a
draining
of me. Yeah, draining. Over and over and over. And then eventually it kind of just explodes into this thing, and I just lose all sense of myself
and direction. You got to protect the energy that you put into little things. He's always been very good at it, and I think him and Jeff combined have been very good at protecting him from every 30 second conversation you have with someone that isn't aligned with your goal in life is sucks energy out of you.
Yes, exactly.
And so it's got to be tough for you guys, cuz you have so many people.
I won't do it now anymore. My delivery fucking sucks, which is why I'm seeing a therapist. Like, that's my main issue.
Because
when I say no, sometimes
fuck off with no C, just F-U-K, and don't do it to me. If he's busy, fuck off. I'd be like, yo, what do you do? Fuck off.
Oh, wow. No.
He's getting better. His therapist told him to stop spitting in our face. He just like, fuck off. I was like, dude.
No, like this. Maybe this is the worst example ever, because like everyone should probably do what I'm about to say. But like, man, the amount of people I have that come up to me and they're like, yo, dude. So I have this project. It has NFTs. I'll go stop. I will not do this with you now or ever. But, and that's mean, but also I don't feel bad about it. My energy, dude. Like your energy is your currency. Yeah. For everyone listening, your energy is your currency.
Yeah.
How much are you worth?
Yeah.
Because if you're just giving, eventually you're worth $0. Yeah. You're at the end of the day and you're like, who the fuck am I? What do I have left for me?
What have I done? Exactly. What have I accomplished?
Yeah, it's so true. And I think I need to get better at doing that. And I am. Like, this year, I told myself, you know, 2021 was a great year for my career, but 2022 is going to be a great year for me, essentially.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
And that's why we're here today, right? You guys are starting on a new endeavor that is extremely promising.
I guess so.
the whole morning, he's been going around going, "Prom!" Yeah, man. Holy shit. We started a beverage company, a hydration drink called Prime Hydration. We are going to rival the biggest brands in the world, Gatorade, Powerade, Pepsi, Coke.
Pepsi, Coke. Everything. I mean, it's, yeah, the idea that us YouTubers.
No, not just YouTubers, yeah. YouTube.
Well, yeah,
YouTube,
yeah.
YouTube, with one of the biggest beefs.
Yeah, bro, it's crazy how it came about, crazy how we've just, in 6 months, bro, like, I still have the DM you messaged me with being like, yo, I've got an idea.
Dude, you know how hard that was for me?
Yo, shit, really?
Well, because, dude, like, how do you just go to someone who is, like, historically, like, y'all hated each other. Yeah, like, we hated each other, dude. Yeah. Or at least had to convince ourselves that we hated each other, right? It's hard to get in a boxing ring and fight someone that you like.
Yeah.
And we did it twice. And so I had this idea, and I was like, dude, JJ would be the perfect partner for this. And we had the podcast, and we had kind of made amends, and we had reconciled. Mm. But you know, we still weren't 100% sure. And so bringing you and pitching you anything is difficult, let alone.
Oh, bro, I, you know, like, I'm always like really like touchy when it comes to anything.
Of course.
Like, I don't just say yes to anything when it comes to like business.
You just said you did say yes.
No.
Mommy, wash your dishes. Yes. Clean your room. Yes.
Well, with business, obviously it's different because it's like the brand and you've worked towards.
And you have layers too. I went through your manager.
Yeah.
That's the thing. I told your manager about it first because I said, hey, I have this idea. I'd love to tell whoever, a contact on your team. And then I kind of massaged it to him. I went the professional route.
Yeah.
And it worked. Why? What intrigued you about it? I'm curious, like, what you liked about it.
Well, so I've always wanted to do a hydration drink. It's so funny. Like, I was actually working on one.
Ridiculous.
Yeah. And then you came up to me with this idea. I was like, fuck off. But then I was like,
the same person. It's really weird. Yeah.
But then, you know, I was like, okay, I wanted to make sure like it has everything that I'd want it to have. So I didn't want it to just be like a Pepsi or Coke where it's got like 150 calories per drink or even more. I think it's crazy amounts in America, but like I wanted something with, you know, low calories. I wanted something that tasted good. And, you know, it was something you could just drink every day and it was all right. Mm. And I didn't feel like shit after it. And I was like, cool, let's make sure that happens. Mm. And you're like, cool, let's work on it. And boom.
6 months later, we have 3 million bottles going to Walmart, Target, Kroger, CVS, Ralph's, GNC, Vitamin Shop. Oh, I'm sorry, what?
Exactly.
How does that happen?
The whole thing's surreal. I think it's, for me, it's still taking a while to process. Like, even today when we were like going through all the stock and just checking it all out and just having it in our hands again, just really just embracing the whole moment. It's just, it's surreal,
it's,
man.
Our faces are on the Vans outside.
Bro, it's
odd. Yeah. But it's funny because for me it seemed, it just made so much sense. This is, by the way, how I'm making decisions now. Mm. If something is so like fucking blatantly obvious, I almost like have to take it. Like, in my opinion, the hydration beverages that are on the market right now are like either A, not good for you, B, tastes like shit, or C, are archaic as fuck. Gatorade's been around for 15 years, has 120 calories. It's so high in sugar, it's fucking garbage.
Yeah, man.
Why has no one effectively made a drink that is actually better for you and is affordable and tastes good?
It's the most important thing. Like, it just has to taste good. And like, same with, like, what was it? Is it Lucozade Sport? Like, I hate, like,
Is that a British?
That's a British, a British drink.
us Yankees don't have that.
But, like, you know, like, I drink that and be like, this tastes like fucking shit, man.
Yeah.
And, but, like, I'm like, how the fuck am I ever going to get anywhere near of, like, creating a drink where I can make it taste good and put it in stores?
Well, that's the thing. We do have a little bit of a secret weapon. Our manufacturers are fucking Wizards.
Yes, we have
very good team. But dude, I'm so glad y'all said yes. This journey is going to be incredible.
I'm
man.
So excited, like, that we've created this thing. And yeah,
I feel bad because we're like pulling you in so many different directions. Like, you have to come to LA.
No. But you came to the UK.
That's true.
Yeah. We, you know, we did a, you know, little photo shoot.
But I only came there for Prime. You're doing like 10 different things here during your this week, no?
Yeah, just like music. Working on my next album. Yeah, sick. Just like, you know, sick. Writing and a few things.
And that too, that guy right there. What's that guy doing?
Oh, I'm a sin. Wes, big boy Wes. So he's been filming me the whole time since around June. Just literally my whole life. Just what's going on.
Dude, you like him, I assume, huh?
Yeah, he's cool. Yeah, he's cool. He's, yeah, bro, he's seen me, you know, the highs and the lows.
So, I mean, not to get into, but when you were going through all the breakup
Oh, everything, man. Yeah.
And it was just him, right?
He just essentially mainly him.
That's my one concern about filming everything is sometimes when shit gets a little too real.
Yeah.
I like to turn the cameras off.
Yeah.
But you kept them going.
Just kept it going.
Oh
man.
My God.
That's
I'm sure the people are gonna love that.
That's what I was just gonna say. That's what made that transparency, honesty, and just like always on nature. That's what makes or breaks programs, content, everything.
Yeah.
Like, if you're willing to just go out and say, yo, we never turned the cameras off during the harshest moments, during the moments where I was completely, you know, fucked, we let you watch all that. That's what sells. That's what really makes people tune in.
Yeah. It's I've always just been an honest person, and like, I've always just been a person that just goes, yeah. You know, it is what it is. I'm not going to try and pretend that, you know, things are working out when they're not. It's just how it is. And I think people are going to really see like a completely different side to what they normally see online. When online, I'm always like happy or decent and having fun, et cetera. Whereas a lot of times people don't see what goes on behind the scenes, how much work goes into like creating the things that people see all the time.
You know what I think about a lot? I'm gonna try to iterate this in the best way possible.
Yeah.
But it's very hard. So like you just described, people are gonna see a side of you maybe they haven't seen before.
Yeah.
Okay. But now add that to the diagram, the Venn or the pie chart that people of things that of sides of you that people have already
seen. Yeah,
basically, like, people really fucking know you.
Yes.
As they do most digital content creators. That's why creators, YouTubers, influencers are able to create such a large audience that really falls in love with them because they know you, right? When people see me in the street, it's like, see is what you get.
Yeah, they go, oh, yo, what's up, Logan?
Bingo.
Bingo. It's not like, oh shit, Logan Paul's there, and they just move on. They'll just come up to you and be like, oh hey, how you doing?
Which I love, and it's part of the biggest blessings of being in this career, because a lot of maybe A-list celebrities, you don't really know who they are, you just see their work. So my question is, as someone who is doing traditional work and art, like music, sometimes separating art from the person is hard, and sometimes the art is better than the person, right? Like, how many times do you see or hear or watch a piece of work, and then like you meet the person in real life and they fucking suck.
Now
it ruins it for you because you don't like the person, so you don't appreciate the art. But people know so much about you that I wonder if it, I don't know if inhibits is the word, but affects how people consume your music, for example, or any other body of work that you do besides media?
That's a big-ass question.
I don't know if I... I don't know.
No, I know exactly what you mean. It's just how to try and answer it.
I'm worried about showing too much of me and doing too much when I want to create like a body of work that I want to be completely removed from who I am.
Yeah. I think with me, like, a lot of people...
Traffic jams, tailgating, pileups. Ugh, the joys of driving. How could it get worse? The federal government wants to have a say in what you drive. That's right. The Biden administration's EPA is pushing mandates that would ban 2 out of every 3 vehicles on the road today.
Don't let Washington become your backseat driver. Protect the freedom of driving your way. Visit EnergyCitizens.org. Paid for by the American Petroleum Institute.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
A lot of people have seen all the things that they see online, obviously. But things like family, things like my relationships, things like, you know, what I love, etc., what I do that's not on camera, people don't know. So it's kind of like there's still always that sense of mystery. Like, even when I was, you know, with my ex, no one knew who she was. Like, there was still this air of mystery. Like, who is she? Blah, blah, blah. We're all intrigued. And, you know, I still hold things back. And obviously with Amazon, like, they, you know, they're going to show things. But it's only for, like, a glimpse. They only get to show it for that period. And then after the filming's done, like, then there's the air of mystery again. Because it's like, oh, what happens next?
Next, yeah.
Exactly. So I feel like with music, it's, I think that's why with certain music, people are intrigued to figure out like what's going on in their head, what's going on. And like, you know, I think that's why a lot of people want to know what is going on in my head. What am I thinking? Like, you know, if I made another album of me just being like, oh, I got tons of girls, I got tons of money, blah, blah, this, blah, blah, that. It's kind of just like, people already know that. Like, well, people know that I can, you know.
Like, if I had to talk about all the bitches I could get and the money in my, people know that. What am I going to bother them with common sense?
No, but it's like to be expected. It's you know,
It's already been done.
I'm famous. Yeah. I've got money. Obviously, women are going to be there. But it's kind of like when I talk about my feelings and what's going on in my head and, you know, I'm torn between, you know, wanting to be with my ex or wanting to find a new relationship or figuring out where my life is and, you know, why I have to go see a therapist and stuff like that. And talking about that stuff people just don't normally hear and are intrigued about. And I feel 100%. Like that's why it's like a lane that I want to kind of venture into and really, you know, make music on.
That's like the age old thing. It's like as you watch a person in music or movies, as you watch their art rise, you generally start to see their protection of their personal life rise with it.
Yeah.
You know? And so like you said, to protect either their art form or their you know, their personal space or whatever. But in this creator age, what you're doing by talking about mental health to millions of people, by talking about, you know, seeing a therapist, by talking about your deepest, darkest stuff, that's what the people want.
Yeah.
That's what the people really want. And that's what allows you guys to create a product that will be a billion-dollar brand.
Yeah.
Because people don't want any more sugar-coated money bitches. I got a Rolls Royce.
They've seen that shit. Everyone's doing
they
that.
They want to know how to get out of the fucking mud. They want to know what you're doing to get out of the mud. They want to know all the stuff that goes on in your mind because that's the stuff that they can relate to and the stuff that they can then mirror in their lives. And so, like, I think it's important, you know, for you guys to continue to remember that. Yo, what is the more effective thing that I do to leave a mark on this planet? Is it creating music that I feel good about, or is it really showing what I'm like on the inside and giving people something to take home with them?
Yeah, and I think that's why, like, with, you know, certain music, people like, you know, XXXTentacion, like, bro, like, with his music, people can relate to it. That like, there's just that connection. Whereas, like, if you're just there, like, oh, you know, I go into the club, everyone looks at me, you know, I got money, blah, 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 I'm strippers, blah, blah, this, blah. I mean, yeah, I guess there's a little connection, like, you do that every now and then, but, like, you know, we're all human, and we all go through human things, and we go through problems, we go through highs and lows, and, you know, trying to talk about that and assess that, it's intriguing, so.
We were just in Stade for New Year's, Stade, Switzerland.
Oh, snow.
Yeah, and, dude, we were in a room once where the total net worth was over $1 trillion.
Over a trillion?
There were more billionaires there than there were not billionaires there.
What?
Actually absurd. But what we found was
they got the same fucking problems that we do.
Yeah, yeah, man.
And we got the same fucking problems that everyone has watching this. Granted, all right, money helps. I'm not going to fucking lie.
Oh, yeah. Money, oh, yeah, of course.
Money helps. It makes it. I don't want to whine.
It helps with comfort.
Bingo, bingo, 100%. Bingo. It's like a temporary little like coating on a cake.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the insides are still the same.
Yes.
And I think there's like a through line of relatability that creators in general are much better at showing and being transparent to the people watching.
Yeah.
Yep. Everybody bleeds the same. Everybody breathes the same. The money is comfort and security.
Yeah.
And those are huge things. Don't get me wrong. But it also, as you know, I'm sure, and can attest to, brings its own problems. Have you seen having money and like what kind of problems have you dealt with? What are the biggest downfalls of being a famous creator? Because you know every kid watching this wants to be you.
I think if I'm being honest, it's more the fame has been more of a problem than the money. I think if I was like a private, quiet millionaire, billionaire, yeah, like I think life would be easier than being a famous millionaire, billionaire. I think with me, a big problem, especially with my ex, or you know, any of the girls I was with, like having people always just constantly coming up to us, like all the time, like even when I'm like eating dinner. And you know, normally with someone like, let's say, I remember I went to, what's it called? I think it's Hakkasan or Novikov. I think it was Hakkasan. And Fredo was there, Keanu Reeves was there. Just they're all just chilling. And you know, I was there and I was like, out of all those three people, everyone would just come to me. Like I would be the one that people would just walk to and just be like, hey yo, what's up, bro? How you doing? Someone like Fredo, they'd just be like, oh shit, that's Fredo, and that leave it at that. Or Keanu Reeves, you just look and be like, and that's it. Whereas with me, it's like you come up to me, you demand the photo, and it's just like.
Have you seen his roundhouses? Have you ever seen the man kick?
Yeah.
No, I've seen how he wields a weapon, though.
Have you seen him box?
You're talking about Keanu?
Yes, he'd be my best friend.
No, he'd fuck me up, though. Like. What, with a fucking gun? Yes.
Oh yeah, 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 yeah.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, he could wield. He could wield.
Supposedly that new Matrix is.
Yeah, it's not. It's not him.
Yeah, that's why they made it though.
Probably not.
The writer was like going through something like personal, and it was her only way of getting out of it. That's what I heard.
Oh well, great for the one person. Yeah, that's shit for everybody who bought a ticket to that fucking movie. I've not seen one person that.
Dude,
was
I was
like,
expecting so much of a different answer.
No,
I was expecting like, I
it's just not a reason to fund a multi-billion-dollar movie.
The movie is actually pretty good now.
Speaking of good ass movies, Spider-Man had me fucking tripping.
One of the craziest I've ever seen.
Don't spoil it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty much spoiled at this point. If you haven't watched it by now, then tough luck.
I haven't.
Yeah.
Spoil it.
You haven't seen Spider-Man?
Spoil it.
No, I just watched it yesterday. And
if I spoil it, I'd, people would actually
you're getting trouble.
Yeah.
Do you think the reason why people come up to you is because of what we talked about earlier about how open you are? Like they feel like they know you? That's my homie JJ.
Well, I think,
you know what I'm saying?
It's just because essentially people know me more than I know myself.
Yeah.
Like I've been online for 10 plus years and I've been doing YouTube the whole time and they've just seen my growth. So yeah, it's like we're friends, and it's like I've never met the person. They come up to me like, "Yo, what's up, Jay? How you doing?" And it's crazy. Like people who are like my friends or who are with me think, "Oh, you know him or her," and I'm like, "I've never met him or her in my life."
Do you have to pretend like you do sometimes?
I kind of just go, I don't know you, but like, what's up? But then obviously, if they ask for a photo, I take a photo. But like, I take a photo if I'm not doing anything. If I'm doing something, I go, oh, I'm sorry, man, I'm kind of busy right now. Some people don't understand that, and it can be really annoying and frustrating. Some people understand that, really cool, but like some people just are just there like, no, bro, it's just a photo. It'll take 2 seconds. And I'm like, no, wait, it isn't just 2 seconds, because if I take a photo with you, then I have to take a photo with the next person and the next person and the next person.
When people tell you, last one, you know what I say? I go, okay, you're going to tell everyone else that yours was the last one.
Yeah.
After we take this one, right? but you got to try. So yeah. You got to try.
Yeah.
Your friend Randolph.
Yes.
Is going to be a dad.
He's going to be a dad.
Oh, yeah.
His video and all your guys' reactions made me tear up, man.
Bro, it's just crazy. Like, it made me think, like, shit, I'm getting old. Like, yeah, it's getting to that
point.
How
do you think I feel? What?
That was his most sincere laugh on the podcast. How do you think I fucking feel, man? I'm a dinosaur.
Shit, sorry, bro. Anyway, yeah, no, like, it's crazy. Even, like, Vic getting engaged as well.
That too, I saw that.
Bro,
so you're seeing your friends around you fully going into, hey, I'm an adult now, yeah, with a family.
Yeah.
And you just kind of the opposite.
Complete opposite. And now it's just me and Toby being single, whereas everyone else is just in a relationship for quite a while now. And
how the girls been?
Oh, I mean, we could be here for hours. Mom's looking at me like, oh. I mean, look, okay, well, I had one girl, but me, bro. I think this is one of the reasons why I had COVID, and then after it, I had tonsillitis.
Because the girl?
No, not because of what she did to me, or maybe, I don't know.
What happened?
Basically,
are you okay?
So there's this girl, I don't want to say too much, but like, she's really nice, lovely person, really got along. And then there was one thing she told me. She said that she used to be a devil worshiper.
No.
And I was like, I laughed. I was like, what? I said, hail Satan and all that shit. And she was like,
he's doing anything to smash. She's like, yeah, bro, 666. He's like, 69, that's 666. But you know what I'm saying?
I was like,
doing blood sacrifices over
yeah,
him.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, nah, you're taking a piss. And she was like, yeah, yeah. Like, the whole Ouija board shit and everything. She believed that. And I was like, what? And she was like, obviously, now I don't, you know, I'm not really that into it. I was like,
yeah, obviously.
I'm not really that into it anymore.
Did you guys hook up?
No, this was after we like hooked up and all.
Oh, so, yeah, okay. So, that is literally the scariest thing. So what if she's pregnant now?
I've already. No.
With the devil.
She's like, bro, wrapped up. All wrapped up, bro. I always wrap up. Oh, wow, always wrap up. Nice. Yeah,
sharp.
But like, what do you mean, sharp?
Sharp.
Sharp. Oh, okay.
Congrats, bro.
Yeah, yeah. So when she told me that, bro, I was like, yeah, man. In back of my head, I was like, I got to end this, bro. I got to cut this up because I could already hear my mom screaming like, ah!
You know
what? Jensen, are you mad? I devil worshiper. After all I've done for you. Church every Sunday for 18 years. And you want to bring home a devil worshiper. Satan at my doorstep.
The girl enters his house like, yeah, I'm
just coming in like,
no wonder he smashed. She's like, you should see her head.
She can do a backman. She can do a backman. Not fair out.
Yo, shit. Right.
This ain't so bad.
Damn.
She comes in.
Like, oh, man.
But yeah, no, as soon as I saw seeing her, bro, got COVID and then tonsillitis, I was like, yeah, she put a spell on me.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
She's got a little doll of you that she pokes with. She pokes with.
I'm like, I don't know what I'm about to get next. Like, shit.
A child.
Whoa. Child, you just thought she was going to tell you she does OnlyFans. She's an only a fan of the devil.
Bro, wait, wild.
Shit, bro.
But yeah, bro, like, oh my God, like these past few months, bro, dating, I've been, but like, how many dates would you go in a week? What's like a normal amount?
If I was single?
Yes.
I don't know. I was more of a type of guy that I like. I found a few people that I was interested in and spent time with them. Roster. I also let them know that like I'm single.
Okay.
So like I wasn't like
it's called a roster.
We
George.
Do rosters here in LA.
Okay. You guys are sluts. Don't compare me to you.
What you're saying
what?
Is the exact
you
same
guys
thing.
You are sluts. No. You're a romantic slut. You're like the worst type of slut. You're like, I love you, Mick Lofton.
Yes.
And then he'll use his own tears for a loop. He's like, why doesn't she love me?
First off, I find this completely inappropriate.
You know how many toothbrushes this kid has? His house? Like 40 girls' toothbrushes.
I live in Puerto Rico. So how are you having so much? Like, where do they come from?
No. I'm abstinent for 2022.
Wait, have you ever flown a girl out?
Have you ever?
Yeah.
I'm trying.
It's like Southwest.
You've not.
I'm trying to think. I don't think. Oh, I have, but it's for a diss track.
Who was it?
Net Nobody.
That doesn't count.
That's work. But you would too.
That's work.
If you were on a secluded island in the middle of the Atlantic, London, you got some tings there.
You don't got a choice. Yeah, go you don't got yeah. Plenty of girls in London. How many dates you going on?
Bro, seven.
One a
week?
One a day. One a day, bro. One different girls, bro. And it was like that for like two, three months.
Oh my God!
Define date. What are these dates like? Tell me what a normal date.
It was. I think for me, it was quite nice just to like, because I'm so used to always talking about myself. It was nice to talk to a woman and be like, oh, let me know about your life. Let me know about what you're doing.
You guys really are similar. Y'all are
similar. Your girlfriend screaming in a room. Really good to talk about somebody else besides myself. And then
she's like,
this angel goes straight to the devil worshiper.
Shit.
That is a lot of dates, man.
Yeah, bro. Like, It was stupid, the amount. Bro, I was talking to like 14 plus women at the same time. WhatsApp.
Do they know that? Are you open about talking?
Oh yeah,
to
I was
women?
Open. Like, you know, oh, I'm seeing, you know, different women.
What is?
But they didn't know it was like 14.
Can I ask what the culture is like in London? Like, are you going on dates and are you fucking on after the dates?
It kind of depends. Like sometimes, if the girl was up for it, then yeah, sure.
Yeah, yeah.
But I never pushed. I was just there like whatever happens. And I'd sometimes go on a few dates and then we'll do it. And then sometimes it'd be one date and then we'll do it. It's just, but it's.
The problem is, not the problem is, the game you just described, your game of asking questions and really listening and really taking an interest in the girl is it's not my approach. It's just like how I am. Like I also like listening. I don't want to talk about myself. Like that's the last thing I want. I do that here. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
But you know, everyone wants to be heard. Everyone wants to be heard. My number one piece of feedback I get from women that I'm involved with is I feel very seen by you.
Mm.
And I imagine you probably give the girls a similar type of attention.
Well, yeah, bro. I would send them like either like long voice notes or paragraphs of just text of just like what I was doing in my day and stuff like that. And you know, like a lot of people just don't put that effort.
Agreed.
And I don't know. I don't know how the fuck I was able to even do it to that many women. Like I'd have to write notes on like different women just to make sure I'd remember. Remember,
that seems
like
so much work,
bro. It is, and like that's why like I've now stopped seeing all women.
Y'all are the same person. Yo, listen. What? JJ, listen to this for a second. I have been yelling at this kid for sending what I call novels. I'll look over his shoulder and he's 40 bars down to some girl. And I'm like, dude, you haven't talked to this girl. And like, he's like, no, I have. Trust me, man. He's like, it's like chapter 6 of one text he's sending. And then probably like a month and a half ago, he goes, done with girls. I'm done with. He goes, I'm done with him. And I go, you like guys now? Like, what happened? He goes, I don't know. I'm just done with women.
Yeah.
You guys are literally moving in fucking parallel.
It's odd,
that's jokes.
Do you guys ever feel like you're picking the wrong? Well, you are picking the wrong one. Have you ever felt like you guys are just. Like,
Like, where the fuck did you even meet?
Where did you meet Satan, girl?
She's like, church. I don't know what you're talking about.
He's like, me and Simon, we had the Ouija board out, and all of a sudden, she just came out of nowhere.
She appeared in the corner of the room. She's looking bad as hell.
It was like Paranormal Activity. You see a camera, but instead of like the bed, like throwing him around, just like just turning him around and just like playing around. Like, I was gonna say something.
No. So it's all just rare, bro. All the girls.
Nice.
Just ooh. What? Oh no! Oh no! What have I done?
We have decided not to.
What happened?
I got banned from Raya.
You got banned.
Yeah.
How?
I don't know. I was on there for 12 hours.
12 hours?
I did nothing wrong.
Wait, what?
Even got some good matches. Beautiful women on Raya. And all of a sudden, I was greeted with a screen that was half completed. Like, this was definitely the first time they had shown this screen to any user. Like, I was the guinea pig.
Yeah.
And it said, due to extenuating circumstances, Raya has decided not to. Didn't even finish the sentence.
Did not even finish the sentence.
Like, they hadn't even completed this screen on the user interface in case a user was no longer allowed on their platform. So I'm assuming I probably upset one of the founders in real life, and they have, like, hand selected me to be blacklisted.
Damn.
Why this is problematic is because, like, I don't know. Like, I don't know how the fuck to meet girls.
Yeah. And like, do you use Tinder?
No.
Just strictly Instagram.
Hinge?
Instagram.
No, nothing.
So I used Instagram once, where I actually DM'd a girl once.
You've DM'd one girl?
One girl in my life. Yeah, this is the first time I've ever like DM'd a girl, and it was crazy, bro. I felt like a little kid. I sent her a message. And then I just dropped my phone, like, ah!
It's scary.
Yeah,
it's,
bro.
It's scary.
I was
man.
Like, shit, all right, well. And I just kept looking to see if she seen it. I'm like, oh, bro, what's wrong with me?
Yeah.
And then she replied, and I was like, oh my fucking God. And like, she was down, like, to chill. I'm like,
yeah.
So, yeah, that was like the first time. And I've never done it since.
It's horrifying.
It's not really my thing.
Yeah, but it becomes eventually becomes a science where you know that every single DM you put out is getting responded to positively.
Like, really?
I did send one yesterday that didn't get a response. I'll show it to you. It's only yesterday. I'd like to see it. It's really bad.
I'd like to see it.
Okay. You know how you wait for the right story to respond to, so you have something very witty to say to them?
Which, by the way, JJ, is the game, should you decide
don't
to
message, Instagram. Don't hit send message. Find the right story that you can relate to and come up with some witty banter to send back to it.
Their story.
That they've posted. Because they're happening in real time, and they can relate to what you're saying. Maybe you can relate to their story.
Okay.
Yesterday, there was this girl that I wanted to DM because I was in New York at the time, and she was in New York at the time. So I was like, damn, I'm running low on options here. I'm just going to come up with some dumb shit. And this is somebody that I've been like kind of holding in my saved collection for a while now. Mm. And I sent out a real subpar DM. And once you miss, it's over. It's a wrap.
Yeah.
Oh,
There's no second chance. There's no coming back.
Because by the way, either she definitely saw it. She's like, this guy's a fucking idiot.
Moron.
Or do you unsend and now you're that pussy?
Well, now when you go to the DM, it says this person sent you a message.
Oh, yeah.
You want to be unsend guy?
I've never done anything like that. Yeah.
Nah, I still got some DMs that aren't open. The biggest one that I have failed on is Anya Taylor-Joy, the Queen's Gambit girl. Still just
hanging there. Just yes.
Wait, so you legit like just famous women?
JJ,
slide.
I have very like.
Fuck.
Because I don't. I'm particular as fuck. I probably said 10 DMs a year, maybe. Which isn't a lot, but
well, what do you would you say you have a type?
No, bad bitches.
Bad.
That's
bitches.
The only thing that he likes.
What?
I'm just kidding. It was a song. Bad bitches is the only thing that I like. Nah, no type. Mikey, let me see this.
I am strong.
I see him.
Here it is. This is the worst the worst I've ever sat in my life. It was it just for context. It was a story of her in New York City, and I'm like, I don't.
Read it.
Was New Year's good or was everyone scared?
Go outside.
Wait, what?
Not obviously even,
it's
not my
even,
best.
It's not even funny. It's no, it not wasn't. Even funny to like talk about. It's just sad. I feel sad. It's for kinda, it's,
that's what you say to somebody at the grocery store when you don't want to talk to them.
What?
That's very
New York had an Omicron surge. So okay. People were like kind of not going out and everyone was kind of scared.
Okay.
But it was awful. It was awful. And I'm more than willing to what, listen, you can't just
MC just replied
like yeah it sucks.
Yeah, everyone's scared.
Then I'm in and I'll figure it out. But like okay. That was just it was awful. It was awful. I generally don't do that.
Is there ever a response that you're like, I can't work with this?
Yeah, well, that happens all the time. So okay. So when you send a very relaxed response to their story and they respond, sometimes they'll just respond with one word. I'll never talk to the girl ever again.
Okay.
Like if they respond with one word, they're not. I'm just done. Yeah, I walk away from it. Exactly. Okay. But occasionally, bro, the majority of times you send a DM response to a story, they'll come back with some fun shit, and you have a good conversation. Like it's generally not.
Do you check to see if anyone's DM'd you? Because Instagram has a top request button now.
Yeah, but mine's just like fucked.
Mine doesn't way work. Glitchy, right? Yeah. Way so glitchy.
I'm just like,
didn't it work for like a month?
That's it works for a couple days at a time, and then it stops, and it just mixes up all the messages.
Yeah, so I'm just like, I just don't waste my time with that. Right. So I guess that's why I just dating apps.
I just am confused, just the energy of for the dates, man. Because like I'm afraid to get caught on a date with someone who like is fucking sucky or boring.
But
even
if they're boring or sucky, then I just make it interesting.
Bingo. I love that.
No, but then I just like come up with just like,
let's do headstands.
Well, no.
Get the Ouija board.
Get the Lederhosen.
No, but like just random shit. Just like, would you? All right, if you're in between, why? Okay, let's say, okay, would you ever eat your dad's ass or your mom's ass? Yeah. You know, like just shit like that. And first of all, she'd be like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah, see, I never thought about
but
that.
But then I'll be like, "No," but like, you know, I'm just spicing up the conversation.
Be like, you suck, and I had no choice but to say something extremely fucked up.
Do you start drinking more? Do you drink?
Yeah, I drink.
So you when if the girls if it kind of sucks, the date sucks, you pour it on a little bit heavier.
I know, I just drink anyway. Yeah, I'm just gonna drink anyway. Yeah. Although there's sometimes when she doesn't drink, and then it's like it'd be weird for me to drink. So then I
always feel like a fucking degenerate when I'm ordering like double Moscow mules and they're just drinking water. And then eventually I have to just chill.
Yeah.
Now by the end of the date, you know, I'm feeling way too probably good.
Yeah. Your bones sober.
I think one thing I told myself I'd never ever do is date a singer. I don't think I'll ever date a singer.
Why?
Because you got to think, when, let's say you're dating a singer, like what's she writing about?
Oh, yeah.
Her life.
100%.
Yeah, you know, and chances are it's going to be about you. And, you know, obviously a relationship isn't just, you know, there's going to be some lows as well. So, you know, like, and I feel like with that, especially with two musicians, like, well, I don't know how Jay-Z and Beyonce.
I have no idea how to do that.
But, like, a lot of times there's a bit of a, I know. What's the word?
Lemonade. It was about Jay-Z cheating, right? Wasn't it?
Yeah, there's a bunch of them. But wouldn't that scare you no matter what vertical of entertainment they're in? Like the idea of dating somebody else who has a voice and is famous, like unless you can confirm the eternal 24/7 sanity of that person, you're putting yourself at a little bit of risk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and you'd have to be 100% with that woman. And yeah, it's one of those things where like, you don't know, like, if you have a bad day, she might go on Twitter and just go, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
You don't say. I've been through it. Heavily, bro.
I feel like, the fuck? Bro, just talk to me, you know, privately, et cetera. So it's hard to find, like, the right woman for
it. I thought you were going to say because they're fucking crazy, man.
What?
Singers, actresses, female artists, if male artists, all artists. Well, but I just happened to have been dealing with female artists.
Well, I didn't want to say that, but
I'll be honest, bro, they're fucking crazy, which is why they're great at art.
Correct.
Yeah, which is, by the way, also unfortunately why I fucking love them, because like there's a level there where we could just talk about just this weird like creative art form that I can't maybe with you know the lawyer. girl or the girl who's studying in college, right? The educated girl.
Yeah, but then you can grow her into it.
Some of that weirdness is either in you or it's not. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, that's like one of the things that's hard to teach.
The first time I ever got like really like the first time in a relationship, I was doing a self-tape with my girlfriend, and she had this really crazy scene where she had to break down crying. And I remember reading it, and I was like, in my head, I go, this is a tough scene, bro. I don't think she's going to fucking get this. Bro, she blew me away, and for like a week, it fucked me up. I was like, has this bitch been lying to me when she's crying? Because like, it was so, dude, I swear, even the way she wiped her tear when she was looking at the camera, I was like, I've seen this. Oh my God. I've seen this when she said she was sorry. Was she sorry? And it like really messed me up. So now like dead ass, like an asshole, she's crying. I'm like, yo, cut the shit. Like, is this real or not? And she's like, what the fuck are you saying?
Are you
like,
crying, Jordan? Yeah. You used to deal with that too.
I made a rule. Don't date actresses.
So no singers. No singers.
They could just lie. Well, they could just lie.
Once again, two entertainment verticals that you won't date. Like, what else do you guys have in fucking college? You don't date singers, you don't date actresses.
That's also
like, what's good?
That's one of the reasons I'm like, I don't think I can date someone in my field. I've kind of fucked myself because I've kind of entered so many fields.
Shit.
No business
women, no singers, no fighters, no YouTubers, no entertainers.
A person who sells drinks now. Like, just
So that's why. He's like, I don't worship the devil, so she's perfect.
She's like, come, drink from my cup. He's like, no, drink from my cup, bitch. What the fuck?
This is prime hydration. I was going to ask you your this is business related. I was going to ask you your drink of choice. And I hope you ain't, I'm sure you're primed up to answer this properly. Not your alcohol drink of choice.
What, just in general?
Don't you have an alcohol first
drink of the night? Well, you sit down. Can I get a?
I'd say Bailey's.
Okay.
I know you expect me to say XIX.
Yes.
No, it's actually just a Bailey's.
Like, what is Bailey's, by the way?
Creamy.
It's like a creamy.
Isn't that from old, like, I'm old Greg.
You ever drink Bailey's out of a shoe?
Yes, okay. That's where it's from. That's where I heard it.
You ever go to a club where people wee on each other?
Wait,
I'm old Greg.
Wait, you went to the box.
Wait, what are you talking about?
That's a place in London.
Was that what old Greg was talking about? The box. Oh, my God. Wow. Do you know old Greg, first off?
I know of this.
Okay. So, yes, I've been to the box. The answer is yes.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I didn't get to see anyone weeing or pooping on each other. I know.
You got half the experience.
Wait, I'm sorry. What the fuck did you guys just say?
Yeah.
Pee and poop on each other?
It gets worse, George. Yeah,
how does it get worse than pee and poop?
Oh, trust me. Okay, one example.
I know where he found the girl. He's like this. So how long have you been here?
I think there was one where there was a guy who had tits on. I don't know. Well, I guess transgender or trans. I don't know. But like, basically, they started just stuffing stuff up their ass.
How much stuff could they
just
get up?
Just continuously, and then started squaring it out on people. Yeah, just like that type of shit. Bro, it's
that
mad.
Type of shit.
I've never seen that type of shit before.
But have you ever been downstairs?
Yeah.
So I've never been downstairs, but I heard it's just a massive orgy.
Oh, no, wait. Maybe not that far downstairs.
Oh, shit. Oh, okay.
How many downstairs are there? What?
It's like a secret club. He's like, yeah, I've been there.
Because,
you know, it's a franchise, right? It's in New York. It's in London.
Wait, there's one in...
Oh, yeah.
It's the same box in New York. I've never seen a long one like that.
Damn.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Wait, and mind you, I'm not trying to play stupid. Like, what do you mean by, like, they're just pooping and peeing on it? Why would anybody come and...
Georgie,
just...
how else can we say this to you?
But why is it an establishment?
That I actually
great
understand.
Question.
How's that, how is that even a thing? How's why do you thing? Get a job there?
Well, it's because it's...
What are the job applications?
Are felons allowed to be there? Are they like checking credit background? Like, what is the deal? How do
listen,
you...
listen.
They're just
listen.
Checking bladders. She's,
they're like, I have an extremely deep and large rectum. I can probably fit most things up there. And they're like, huh, that's interesting. You're hired. Like, <what? laughs> How do you get a job there?
I don't know.
Are they good looking people?
Why are you guys there so much? Why
no,
is
no, I've only been once.
You go one. You go one time because
just to see it.
Yes.
Yeah. Got you. Have to see. Okay. You have to see it.
Did but you even, go with friends or did you got?
Oh, like, of course. Okay. Well, by myself.
I went. Why are you there, bro? You're making it seem like it's even normal to be there.
Let's go by myself. Experience.
You're sitting home one day. You're like, I heard there's a place where they shit on. Let me go explore it alone.
I went alone.
Do they sell food there?
Yeah, it comes out of people's asses.
No. It's oh my God, well, I'm trying to think. There's another place in Berlin.
There's Tic Tac in Berlin and Burn, whatever that one with the B is. Those are the most fucked up
but
clubs
I've
in the
never
world.
Been able to get in.
Yeah, it's impossible.
Yeah, it's like
you have to be dressed.
Have you guys got?
Nah, I've never been in.
Like
they turn you away at the door. Or yeah. Some guy just decides.
Just decide. He looks at you and go, nah.
Yeah,
the Tic Tac one. I think that's what it's called. You go in, and the first thing they do is hand you a hanger. You take your clothes off immediately.
Huh?
Immediately upon entry.
What?
Otherwise, you ain't going in.
Shit.
The one you're talking about is like burner. I can't remember what it's called, but that's like the main one.
But yeah, where it's like you see some crazy shit, like the box, but like you're experiencing it.
Yeah, you can jump in. I mean, as long as it's cool, you can get involved in the sex.
Okay, so the box is like an entertainment thing. You go to watch it.
Yes, it's more of a watching thing.
Oh,
yeah,
burlesque, yeah.
Yeah, it's always cool.
No. That's the style that the box is. It's okay, like burlesque entertainment. Yeah, you watch fucked up shit happen.
I am so curious on how that started.
I met the guy who founded the box in London at Chiltern.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
I met him. And as soon as I met him, I said, now I get it.
Makes sense.
So one of those. No way. Yeah.
But it's not the only. I mean, even like Cirque is a little weird. You guys got a lot of weird.
Yeah, Cirque is a little bit, but it's not as crazy.
Not even close.
Yeah.
Not even close. But
I don't know. It's just like a show while you're drinking, have a pie. It's like, oh, you just see a show.
I got a show for you. So you started this business with Logan, but as most people know, he's the popular older brother of a different Paul and I Big just want to ask you a couple. I just want to ask go. You a couple questions we before we go too far today.
Jesus fucking Christ! All right, let's go then. I'm ready.
Okay, so does being in business now with the older brother kind of revise or edit the way that you would talk normally?
No.
Got it.
No, I still fucking hate him. I'm sorry, Logan. But yeah, I think he's a cunt. Yeah.
Cunt.
I don't know. I mean, like, I don't know. Like, obviously he's smashed it. Mm-hmm. Like, he's killed it. Like, you know, like with what he's done, yeah, fair fucking play. Like, it's pretty good. Like, knocking the way he knocked out Woodley, stupid. Like, and people are saying it's fake. It's not fake. Like, he cleaned him out and it was like a great shot. But I don't know. I just, for me, like, I can't in my heart be like, oh, I like him now. Like, I just can't. I don't know. It's like
There's a lot of bad blood.
Yeah,
there.
Yeah.
But it's like there was also bad blood with you and Logan for a long time. Do you ever see a day where Jake is able to either provide something to you or make you feel in a certain way, like you guys
can
become friends?
I think maybe when I beat him. Yeah. Just. But the thing is, look, I know everyone's always going, okay, all right, shut the fuck up, KSI. You haven't been in the ring for so long. You're not going to be able to beat Jake Paul. Look at Jake Paul. Look at blah, 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 blah. But then I go, styles make fights. Like, if you find a certain person that Jake is just horrible against, and, you know, he's had less experience than Jake, he's still going to beat Jake because he knows that he knows, like, what works against Jake compared to what Jake tries to do with the person he's fighting, et cetera, that has a different style.
I would...
Obviously, you have to be in part. You have to just.
This is gonna be so fucking interesting.
Yeah, man. Yeah. It's a weird one for you. Yeah.
Jake's drinking your prime. He's like, all right. Good sponsorship.
Yo, my business partner versus my brother.
I say, yeah. It's
so I'll probably just go like hands off and like both sides. Best of luck. Love on both sides.
Yeah.
Like, bro. We had our shit. I ain't going back. Exactly. I ain't going back there, bro.
Yeah.
We got a company.
Yeah.
It's over.
We're winning now.
It's over. But, you know, I love Jake. So I will strictly, if you guys ever fight, be watching to be fucking entertained as shit, and I will be having so much fun playing the middleman.
Like, I would be as stressed.
I want to do. I want to do the press conference. Like, I want to be asking the questions type shit.
What, yeah, like that Ed Sheeran? Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, I want to be Ed Sheeran. Eddie Hearn. Eddie Hearn.
Yeah.
I want to see that fight really, really badly, and I know it's mainly because. The one thing that I think the both of you have, and I know you mentioned fighting styles, and you guys have very different fighting styles, and Jake is a very good fighter. Mm. I really believe that the one thing that he does is he puts his life into it. And I mean he always does.
No, he does.
The one thing that I think that you both have is an animalistic desire to draw blood. And I honestly believe that you guys, when you guys get in the ring, I mean, dude, full transparency, I hated watching you fight Logan. I fucking hate it. I would stand there and just fucking clench my fist, and I didn't even want to watch it because, well, he's a very technical boxer, and I think he trains very hard. You look like the person who has the intent on inflicting damage as fast as possible. Yeah, yeah. And that scared me. As his best friend, that scared the shit out of me. Yeah. And so, like, I want to see what happens when two people who both hate that hatred and that animalistic capability see each other in the ring.
Yeah.
And I think everybody would like to see that fight.
I know everyone wants to see the fight. And it's annoying. Like, you know, I've told my manager and everyone around me, all my team, that I want to fight. It's just obviously because of, like, I was always going to be like, oh, you're always just docking him. You're always trying to make yourself busy. It's not like when I've tried to find time, things always find a way. And then it's hard for me, like, just to say, oh, I can't do that now. Like, it's so I've kind of set in advance where I've gone, this is what I want. I want to stop, you know, everything here so I can have time to train. I'm properly, you know,
that's
getting
so
the ring
hard.
And stuff. I know, but it's like I've had to do it in advance. And obviously COVID hasn't helped and all these other situations haven't helped and slowed everything down. But like, you know, I've got to like work with Sidemen stuff. That's every week. And, you know, obviously we're doing Side Plus. We got the, you know, XIX, all these other fucking brands. And it's like having to work towards that and find times for that is like one thing. Music as well, working on the next album. Like, you know, I'm signing a new deal, and you know they're not going to be like, yeah, we'll just wait for you to fight, you know, we've given you this advance, blah blah blah, we'll just wait for you to just fight and that'll be it. Like, no, like they're going to be like, we want to see our money work, we want to see what happens. So it's like I have to work on that, and yeah, there's just a load of other things that I've had to just deal with and like work on. And it's like now, you know, once I get the time, once I get the point where I've told my team, this is where I want to stop everything so I can actually find time to train and, you know, really work on fighting again, then it's bless. And because, you know, like, I've been itching. It's bro, like, it fucking irks me to see Jake just destroying everyone and winning and just everyone constantly, like, being like, oh, wow, JJ, you pussy. Look what Jake's doing. Blah,
from,
blah, blah.
From an endeavor,
bro,
that you started.
Yes, yes. Well, I mean.
Jake Paul, you fucking Paul, you started it.
But that's why it's so annoying. And people don't think it gets to me. It fucking gets to me. And, like, that's why it's annoying that I just have to deal with this. And I have to deal with people just telling me bullshit all the time, over and over and over again when I'm there like, bro, I want to get in the ring. I want to fight. But there's just things that just... It's life, you know what I mean? I can't just push everything out of the way because it's just not possible.
Camp shuts everything down. Like, there's I'm going to do this.
You have to be in the zone because it's like warrior. You're literally going in there to fight another human being and put your life on the line. Simple as that. And you can't just half-heartedly do it. It's just...
Yeah,
you can't play with boxing. So.
What did you think about the Tommy exit, and where do you see Jake going?
We have to wrap up.
Oh, Dylan gave it.
Three, four minutes.
Nah,
that's a whole other thing. I don't care about Tommy Fury. I don't care about.
Okay,
all that
I was
shit.
Gonna. Okay,
that was
the,
good.
The end cap on the Jake thing though is we talked earlier about people's reality mirroring their art.
Mm.
Jake isn't that. He puts on a really good show to sell tickets, but I promise you that behind the scenes, his kid's like really changing and becoming
Bro, fuck you. Let him fucking fight and see
I
want to
make sure that he keeps it open for him.
Nah,
you know?
Not
Jake's, he's becoming a good guy.
Dude. I want the
He's becoming
I want
a
the
good
blood.
Guy.
Well, you know, he's a really good guy.
I want the blood. I want the fucking, I want the blood show. Dude, it's been an honor to have you.
Oh, bro,
on the
it's always, bro.
So
like,
good.
Yeah, man. I can't wait for this to get 10 million again.
We'll see.
Hopefully, yeah.
We'll see. If you guys are listening, thank you so much. Hit that subscribe button. Also, Prime is probably, hopefully, in stores near you. Walmart, Target, Kroger, CVS, GNC, Vitamin Shop. And we
soon in the UK, soon.
Tesco.
I don't want to Tesco.
I think,
as the, but like.
I think in a month.
In a month or two, yeah.
And for people who are domestic, there are 10 golden Prime bottles hidden in retailers near you. For those of you who find them, you will be heavily, heavily rewarded. So go get some Prime. Look for the golden bottles. Thank you guys for listening to this episode of Pulse. We'll see you next time. Peace.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby. Mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa. Take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Ch-ch-chumba. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.